Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back. I'm on fire. And Lindsay Williams is with me. Lindsay, I don't know where to begin myself. I feel like that proverbial fly in the nudist camp. I know what I got to do, but I don't know where to begin. I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. And let me begin, before we get into our calls, let me begin by asking you a question which may be a little silly, and you may think it's a little stupid, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And that is, what about a substitute? A substitute for the petrol that we're talking about here. And, you know, we're talking about the, what was the oil again you mentioned for the, to run the tractors and the farming equipment? I believe
the diesel,
that.
The diesel. Fuel.
Was it diesel? Yeah.
Yes.
What about a substitute for diesel? What about corn? What about all other forms of oil?
I asked the farmers this question, and in the private meeting, of course, when we were discussing around a table. And I said, what have you tried? One farmer said, well, I tried this method of using oils that are left over from cooking.
Cooking oil.
That the restaurants have.
Sure.
And they said, he said, I had problems with my tractor as a result of it. So he said, it cost me more. I said, well, okay, now you use diesel fuel, so that means ethanol is not going to work for you. I said, what about some of the other substitutes you've got? He said, I've tried most all of them, but I still can't bring my profit margin up to the point that it needs to be because, he said, my equipment must be run in a certain way. And so he said, really, I haven't found anything yet that would work.
That's interesting. Now, another question that would come to mind has to do with, quite obviously, what is it? What is it specifically that these farmers are asking the Washington elite to do for them? What is their solution? Do they have
one? They're first of all asking for parity. Now, let me attempt to explain parity if I can. Every time a loaf of bread goes up at the grocery store, the farmer is asking that the price of that grain be allowed to go up also.
Mm-hmm.
They want parity. They want an increase just as everyone else is getting the increase. They said for the 12 to 14 years, we've had no increase in the price that we're getting for our wheat, for our corn, for our soybeans. We want parity. They said, first of all, we could solve the fuel problem if we just had parity, but they can't get the government to listen to them, not even their own representatives. They can't. They said, secondly, something must be done about the price of the crude oil. I told them, I said, Saudi Arabia gets a barrel of crude oil out of the ground for $5 a barrel. But yet, through the World Bank, they sell it for $68 plus in America. North Slope of Alaska, $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. It is an atrocity beyond words. So those are the two things, parity and the price of gasoline. Something has to be done.
Now, when you say parity now, are we talking price supports?
No, we're not talking price support.
I want to clarify that for the listener. Okay.
No, that is not price support. What they're asking for is, let's say that 10 years ago, you could buy three loaves of bread for a dollar at some cut-rate grocery store. Now the price of that loaf of bread is right at a dollar. They said, well, why hasn't the price of our wheat been allowed to increase proportionately, what they call parity? That means that instead of getting, let's say, a dollar for their wheat, now I'm just taking a number out of my hat.
Right,
let's
right.
say instead of getting a dollar for our wheat, we ought to be getting $2 for our wheat. Mm-hmm. Now, they said if we could do that, then they said the farmer could continue to operate. That's
parity. At least they could keep up. Right. Okay, we got a break. We're going to take calls when we come back. A lot of good questions. I have more. You have some at 5 past the hour. Lindsay Williams will be here right up until the end of the show. It's too important not to get on the horn and begin to do something now, ladies and gentlemen. Our number, 800-313-9443. Be right back. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class. And the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, that's where we're at, RBNLive.com, our number 800-313-9443. And Lindsay, are you ready to take some phone calls now?
I sure am, Rick. And let me ask all of those in the listening audience, please have a pencil and paper handy.
Mm-hmm.
In a few moments, when Rick says it's time, I would like to beg you to know the truth, as these farmers asked me to give it out every place I could, and tell you how I wish to give you as a gift 4 of my books. That's correct. Over 200 pages each. Beautiful full-color covers. And my DVDs. We have them in new enhanced form. And, Rick, tonight I'm going to do something I have never done before on any radio show in 25 years of doing radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
I have never done this. And believe me, no radio show. None. Anywhere. This, your show tonight is the first time I've ever done this. I'm going to give away tonight 2 DVDs, not just one. You know, in your shows in the past, if people purchase my 4 DVDs, my 4 DVD set, I give them a copy of my books and I give them The Economic Hitman. I'm going to include in this something I've never done before on any radio show in my life. I'm going to include 2 free DVDs. And we'll tell you about that in a few moments. So have pencil and paper handy.
Sure, sure. Okay, let's take David in Illinois first. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lindsay. It's good to hear both of you, and God bless both of you. You're doing important work. As I was listening, and I'll try to make this short and brief because I know you have other callers, a thought came to mind. Some few years ago, a friend of my brother's had gotten a crazy videotape on what they refer to as cutting-edge energy technology, and more specifically that which borders on what some refer to as free energy. And in this videotape, there was a gentleman by the name of Paul Pantone who had created a device that he had attached to a 5-horse Briggs & Stratton engine, which purportedly on the video used water as primary fuel. It did take a carbon element and a carbon atom in it, so he used the most dirty oil that he could to add to the mixture, and he started up this 12-horse Briggs & Stratton engine on the video and ran it. He then also took samples by a Kleenex to the exhaust and gave it to the people to smell and showed it to the camera, for which there were no carbon marks on the
right.
However, we were with my brother and his son had a friend along with him, and this young man seemed very interested in this and went out on the internet and found a number of websites that talked about this, what's referred to as GEET technology. And the young man brought it up, and he showed me, and he said to me, and he's very good with his hands. His dad is a machinist. He knows a little bit about it. He's a young man. He said, I can build this because it's simple. It doesn't require any electronic circuit boards. It basically are dissimilar metal pipes that you can buy at any hardware store. And I cut a deal with the kid. I said, look, if you think you can build it, I'll pay for all the material. You see if you can get your dad to help you and see if you can build it. Well, we showed it to his dad. His dad laughed at us. He mocked us all the way. But he said, okay, you know, look, it's real simple, straightforward. So he helped his son, and they put it together. And right until the point where that young man pulled that pull string to that engine, his daddy was making fun of both of us. And he pulled it several times, and it didn't start. And somewhere about the fourth or fifth turn, that engine ran. And on that video, it showed a larger demonstration of Mr. Pantone in what appeared to be, I'm not a very good with my engines, but this thing was huge. It was a huge motor. I mean, it was 4 or 5 feet high, 6, 7 feet long.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it could have possibly been a diesel. Now, this is something that maybe these farmers will not be able to develop immediately, and there is another problem. They're going to have to go around their onboard computer stuff that are on those tractors. They may have to hardwire their AC units and some other stuff. But if they could, in fact, run those tractors at a cost of pennies, we may have a possible hope. Because I understand everything both you gentlemen were talking about, and especially Lindsay, he is right on. This is going to be an economic catastrophe. And while it may not come tomorrow or the next week, it is surely on the horizon.
It is.
And Lindsay, perhaps if you could relay this technology, again, there other countries have developed it. There's a gentleman in France who's got a website where he's built it. This is something, I mean, it is so, this is something that a couple of kids in a shop class could cook up in, afternoon.
All right,
let
Lindsay respond to some of the proposals you brought up. And Lindsay, you've thought of these things, and I'm sure you've discussed some of them with the farmers, haven't you?
Yes, I did. In fact, one of the farmers mentioned this very technology that our caller is referring to right now. He's in the process of building one, and he's going to use it on the pump that pumps the water out of the ground for his big circular irrigation systems.
Yeah.
And he said, Lindsay, I'll let you know what happens whenever I get it built. Actually, one of the farmers was actually in the process of doing this.
Excellent. Well, that's just the beginning, and, you know, we hope. See, the problem is this, is that despite what we're saying here today, you know, Lindsay, you know, and I know the political reality, and it is that there are people who are very evil, and what they want is a crisis. They don't want energy independence. They want energy and political, economic interdependence, and they run the government of the United States. So that's
that
part
is
of the problem. That,
yes,
and in fact, they run many of the governments of the world. Now, they couldn't do it with Iraq, so they invaded it. They can't do it with Iran, so they're threatening it. Same thing with all of the other nations, including Venezuela. Whatever we think of the government, there is this plan, this globalist agenda. And they want America to be seduced, as you've said in one of your books so eloquently, to seduce a nation. You laid all the cards on the table there. So that's part of the problem. We have to realize it's not just a matter of finding alternatives and getting help for the farmers. These people really want the farmers to go out of business. And that's the sad thing that we have to accustom ourselves to understanding. Thank you, David, for your
call.
Could
I just really quick say one more thing, just
very
in case Lindsay would like to? And I don't know if
you
want me.
Quickly now.
It's an AV company out of California. I don't know if I should say
their
name.
What do you mean, AV, audiovisual?
It's called Lightworks.
Okay.
You can go to the website, www.lightworksav.com, and the name of the video is Race to Zero Point. And
Race
at least,
to Zero
if nothing
Point?
Else, he could distribute or get some of those farmers and ranchers, and they could at least see whether or not they want to even mess with it. But thank you, gentlemen, so much. I'm going to get off
you.
And let another caller. And I really
thank you very much
program.
As well. Okay. David in Texas, you're next with Lindsay Williams. Hello, David.
Hi, guys. I'll get straight to the point. A lot of stuff happened on the week of March 20th. Charlie Sheen came out and all that kind of stuff. But I was wondering what happened to the Iranian oil bores.
It was established. They did it very quietly. They have accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish. They have transferred over to other currencies, no longer use the American dollar. And our national media has kept it so quiet that you probably didn't hear one thing about it, but it is scaring the pants off of our president and vice president.
I didn't hear anything on this radio station either, and I thought I would. But thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
and,
David.
Have a good night.
You raised a question we addressed earlier, but that's okay. People are tuning in all the time. Our number, 800-313-9443. Our guest, Lindsay Williams. Our next call is Dan in Iowa. Hello, Dan. You're on the program.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a farmer in Northeast Iowa.
Good. Good. Yes. God bless you.
Yes, I've heard met Lindsay a number of years ago in Caledonia, Minnesota, and enjoyed his speech that night. We believe in parity, and back in 1978 and 79, there were 50,000 to 60,000 farmers in Washington asking for parity, and I don't believe it'll ever happen, but it would surely solve a lot of the problems that we are in right now. And I guess I'd just like to tell Lindsay to keep up the good work and pray for parity. But
Dan, let me ask you: you're in a farm state. What kind of farming do you do?
I raise corn and soybeans.
Okay. And you're feeling the pinch?
Yes, the diesel fuel is a disaster. It's just another added burden. The crops are going to go in the ground where I live in Iowa this year. We aren't so bad off that we can't plant the crops yet. But I think it would be, if I were a consumer, I would be putting some food away, because I think what Lindsay's talking about could happen.
And it will. It will, and if we do nothing, yeah. Okay. Dan, I want to thank you for being one of the great Americans, and Godspeed to you. Lindsay, I'm sure you you can sympathize with him. There's Iowa. You've
yes,
been all
I can
around.
Say,
go ahead,
I would just say God bless you and keep up farming to the last minute that you can.
Amen. Well, when we come back, we have a break. We have more callers, and we'll get to them, 800-313-9443. But I want to give Lindsay his chance before the bottom of the hour to tell us about how people can get informed, get others informed, and literally raise heck, because we need to do that if we are ever going to save these farmers. These farmers need help, and they need it now. All right, we'll be back with more. Lindsay Williams, Rick Adams, stay tuned. Join us. We'll be back. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and we still have a number of callers, but here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to, first of all, mention that website again that Dave brought up in Illinois. And then I'm going to have you, Lindsay, make that offer tonight for people out there who do recognize the importance of what you're saying and how they can act on it. First of all, the website is freeenergynews.com/directory/GEET. That's GEET forward slash. So that's the address we have. And we'll have you now, Lindsay, give us your address, your phone number, actually, and also exactly how people can avail themselves of this this crisis opportunity right now.
The farmers of the breadbasket of America said to me, Lindsay, please get the DVD that you have entitled Torn from the Land to every American that you possibly can. I'm saying to the listening audience tonight, these DVDs are not copywritten. You heard me correct. Copy them all you will, all that you can. If you get it in VCR, which we also have that format, I would urge you to get it in DVD because the color, the clarity, and the sound has just been enhanced. It's beautiful. That's Torn from the Land. My DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, I call it an emergency edition. It was just put out a few weeks ago. I start with 1960, mm-hmm. back when they said they were going to use oil as a method of controlling the world. I bring you up to date year by year, exactly as I heard it and learned it. You will find this nowhere on the face of this earth, because I was the only person in those board meetings that could tell the story and know what you're going to find in this Energy Non-Crisis DVD, an hour and 15 minutes long, an emergency presentation. Now, get my four DVD set, and I would like to give you, when you purchase that four DVD set, I would like to give you as a gift a copy of all four of my books. You did hear correctly. These books are over 200 pages, beautiful full-color covers. You wouldn't hesitate to give them to any congressman and say, here's the facts, written by Mr. Ken Fromm himself. Please get this message out. I want to give you these four books as a gift. I'm going to give you a fifth DVD entitled Economic Hitman. There was a person who actually helped to set up the oil-producing countries of the world on behalf of the powers that be that I'm talked about tonight. He gives intricate details as you will never find any other place on the face of the earth, because nobody could tell it but him. And after he gave me this, he went into hiding. I can't even find him myself. But mm-hmm. you will see with your own eyes an hour and 7 minute DVD that you will sit there glued to. I promise you that I want to give it to you as a gift. And as I mentioned to Rick a moment ago, I have never done this before on any program ever on the face of this earth. For the first time ever in my life, I'm going to give you a second DVD. I give it to you as a gift. You pay over $25 for these. I'm going to give you a second DVD that will possibly save your life. Yeah, I mean, it's that important. It could possibly save your life and definitely save you from bankruptcy. And these farmers, they're begging for some way to spare themselves in light of what they're having to face. Now, all of this package, give you a gift, all four of my books, give you two DVDs when you purchase my four DVD set, and here's the number. The operator's standing by right now. You don't have to wait till in the morning. They're there tonight. 800-321-2900. I beg of you. The farmer said to me, beg the American people to listen. There will be a food shortage within a year and a half unless the price of diesel fuel comes down or we get parity. The number is 800-321-2900 so that you can learn. Now, I've only skimmed the surface tonight, so that you can learn, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story and be able to prepare and do something to save your family. 800-321-2900.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a call from Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe. You're on the program with Lindsey Williams.
Yes, hello, Mr. Adams. Mr. Williams.
Hi, Joe.
You brought up the matter of parity. And some years ago, I read a book called Unforgiven, The Story of How America's Exchanged Parity Agriculture for Parity War by Charles Walters, Jr. He's the founder of an extremely good farming newspaper called Acres USA. And
yes,
this book turned out to be the best economics book I ever read. And what it explained was that how parity is not only something good for the farmers, but also is the best thing economically for the whole country, because farming is actually the largest industry in America, always has been and still is. And when the farmers are making money, when the farmers can make a profit, then, of course, they have a lot of money to spend, and the rural communities prosper. And then, of course, when the rural communities prosper, you know, the people in the rural communities buy things from the cities, and the cities prosper also. And he explained and showed with figures and statistics and everything how whenever the farmers have got parity in the history of this country, that has been a time of the greatest prosperity in this country, when we had full employment without going into debt, without running up debt.
Very interesting, Joe. Thank you very much for that information. Lindsey, we'll be back with more calls, and we've got a lot of them. 800-313-9443. We'll move them along as quickly as we can. And if you've got a quick question or comment, point it to Lindsey Williams right now. He's here with us for another half hour. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams, we're back with Reverend Lindsey Williams, the energy non-crisis and now the farm crisis that is real, and certainly it is real because it has been created. And, Lindsey, we have so many calls, I think we should just continue to go to the phones. Right,
yes,
brother?
Rick.
All right, and then you can answer questions as we go along and expand on them. Dan in Texas, you are now on the program on RBNLive.com.
Yeah, one good question. Maybe more answer this question, but what about the oil in Iraq? Is it being stolen or just sitting there on the ground, the terrorist, Jay McAlwell's worker? I've already been sent to Israel, too. What do you know about that, sir?
Good questions.
Okay, repeat that one again.
What about the oil in Iraq? Where's it going?
Well, the oil in Iraq, so many pipelines have been bombed, and so many facilities have been, they've had every kind of attack imaginable to the point that it just is practically hardly flowing at all. Where it goes, I do not have the slightest idea. I know that very little is being produced. Iraq has the second largest oil field in the world. And it is practically nil right now.
Fall under this occupation, my friends. That's another crime that should not go unpunished. Go ahead, Dan. Are you there, Dan? I think we lost Dan. Okay, then let's take the next call. Bill in St. Louis. Hello, you're on the program.
Oh, hi, Rick. Mr. Williams, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi,
well,
Bill.
Under the circumstances, pretty well, but go ahead.
Well, listen, I've been aware of what's going on here since the mid-90s, and it seems like it's going down in a fever pitch now. There's so many things going on
mm-hmm.
with I mean, with the war, the economy, the illegal aliens, 9/11, the police state, you know, all this stuff. Every time you turn around, you're getting hit in the face with this crap.
Coming at us from all directions, that's for sure.
Helping to spread the word, books, tapes, CDs, you know, I've been doing that, but I don't think it's enough. I mean, we need to do more. So I guess I have two questions here. One is, where do you suggest we begin? And secondly...
You mean on a personal level? Is that what you're saying?
Or? Well, I mean, yeah. What should individuals do?
Okay.
I mean, where should we start? I mean, like I said, we're getting hit in so many directions. Where do you begin? And the second question is, didn't the Germans during World War II, they were using alternative fuels? I mean, if they could do it 50 years ago, why aren't we utilizing some of that technology today?
Let Lindsay address those questions, okay, Bill?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
Bill, I thank you so much for asking the first question. You cannot imagine how much I appreciate. What should the individual do? Everything worthwhile in life that is worthwhile, everything lasting and worthwhile in life is spiritual. Everything. Now, the price of crude oil may go to $110 a barrel. The price of gasoline may go to $6 to $7 a gallon. The farmers out there may not be able to produce their crops. But, you know, if we don't have a spiritual foundation established in the Word of God through Jesus Christ and salvation, then all of these other things are going to overcome us. And as that farmer did just a few days prior to me arriving on the Great Plains of America, he blew his brains out. He commits suicide, and the suicide rate is unbelievable amongst those farmers now. If the very first thing that I would urge every person in the listening audience to do, establish a solid foundation in the Word of God through Jesus Christ, know that He is your Savior, that heaven is your home, and as John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said the other day, oh, I just can't accept that God stuff. You know, I just don't have time for all that kind of stuff. He said, if I can't see it, I can't believe it. And I said, well and good. Let me ask you a question then. Do you love your wife? Oh, yes, I love my wife and children. I said, well, can you see love? No. But I said, how do you know you have it then? Oh, he said, I just know I have it. Well, you see, these spiritual truths are the things that are worth most. And so someone said to me in a meeting here a while back, they said, well, surely then, in light of all the things you're saying and the catastrophic events that you're predicting, you must have insurance to take care of your family, and especially being in the position you are of saying things that's kind of dangerous. He said, you have some insurance, don't you? I said, no, I have assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. He said, well, that's well and good, but you see, that won't get you in the cemetery. I said, no, but it sure will get me out.
Get you out, right.
So I would urge that to be the first thing. As far as other
German
methods,
technology, you know.
German
they
technology.
Was great.
They did have some things back in those days, and I have heard of all of these carburetors and everything else that people have on the face of the earth today. But it seems that every time they disappear. Somehow the oil companies buy them up. This happens, that happens to them. And so far, the farmers have nothing that they can substitute.
You know, I was just reading the other day how all of a sudden now, after all this hiatus with nuclear energy, now all of a sudden they're jumping all over themselves to establish permits and get the process moving for establishing nuclear energy in this country again. And, you know, it takes about 10 years before a nuclear plant is finally commissioned. And we don't have 10 years. We don't have that time anymore. And it's a little bit late for that. But people weren't thinking about it at the time that we were talking about it, Lindsay, you and me and others, and they couldn't care less because energy was relatively cheap, and far be it for the politicians to take the lead and do something worthwhile. And they didn't. So now, all of these proposals, the solar technology, the soft technologies and so forth, really, they don't amount to a bag of beans because of the time involved, at least for most of them. So I just thought I'd mention that. Let's take more calls. Clinton in Wisconsin, you're on the program now with Lindsay Williams.
Well, hello, Rick.
Yes.
And hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Clinton.
Yeah, those domestic enemies, they did something. They took the lead, all right. They kept everybody distracted and kept serving these oil industry barons Lindsay has helped us learn about. And I want to ask you quick question, Rick, and then ask Lindsay a question, please. Rick, I wonder when you're going to have an interview with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar Organization. And then, Lindsay...
As soon as I can set it up.
Did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, as soon as I can set it up, I will.
Oh.
Sure. Why don't you leave the information if you want to provide an easy access?
LibertyDollar.org. If you'd like to get in touch with
them. I can go online, but that's all right. Okay. We'll do that as well.
I haven't talked to them for a long time myself, a couple of years. Lindsay, I was wondering, you've mentioned some other fellas that you were involved with, and surely I have to feel like you've been able to keep in touch with at least one of them, and I'd like to ask you if you could recall the scriptures that tell us about out of two mouths shall thy witness be taken more seriously than simply one guy, you know, doing what you're doing. Because, you know, you remember some of the things I've tried and some of the things I proposed, and the other caller tonight said we got to do even more. We do. We got to get involved somehow because I'm taking you seriously, Lindsay. And I've tried to get to the Oprah, and I think we should try to get to Willie Nelson and people like that. The fire and the spirit of the involvement is not going to happen if we maintain a sense of pessimism and say, oh, Oprah will never or Willie will never. So ask yourselves tonight. Tell me right now. Make a commitment. I'm going to at least try.
Well, please do. In fact, others are trying, and I have right now an oil company official who has gone, let's put it this way, a very popular radio talk show host said to me, Lindsay, I like to prove what I have on my show. He said, can you prove that there's this much oil at Prudhoe Bay? I went so far as because of who this person was to give him the name of a executive that I'm still in touch with who was there when I was there, saw Gull Island brought in. He contacted me and said, is what Lindsay Williams says in his book correct? I want to know who you are. I want to prove who you are. Mm-hmm. He did prove who he was, that it was exactly who I say he is, and that I was there that day. We were all in that room together. And he said, everything Lindsay Williams says in his book is true. He said, not only that, but since Lindsay was here at Prudhoe Bay, we have discovered additional oil pools that I cannot understand why we haven't been allowed to produce and bring to the American people. And he said, he has told me, I will be willing to go before any congressional committee and say that all of this is true. If, he said, I will do it. I will be willing to risk my life and my family.
Well, when's he
going to
come on and talk to us with you and Rick?
He will not come on a radio program because he knows it could mean possibly his life or the life of his family. But he said, I will go before a congressional committee and verify all of this if I'm ever asked to.
Under
okay,
heavy
and
security.
My final last question, and I discussed this with some other people that I've met, and first thing that they told me is another guy trying to sell books and DVDs on the Internet. So then they knew that I had tried to contact Oprah.com and have been encouraging people to at least give it a shot because she asks. She purports to be a humanitarian who cares about world peace and well, humankind. She asks for people's opinions about what should we talk about. So if Rick and you, Lindsay, and myself, we don't even go to Oprah.com and respond, I think we've given up a big opportunity into pessimism. But the people retorted to me, they said, well, why doesn't he send a set of his stuff to Oprah himself? So, Lindsay, the question they asked me to post to you is, you control your own inventory. Why don't you send a package with a letter to Oprah or to Willie Nelson? Get in touch with their public relations people and see what happens.
Nobody listens to an author, a writer,
you're
or a person
pessimistic,
who produces.
You're being pessimistic, Lindsay.
That's right, but they will not listen to the person themselves. They will listen to someone else who
well,
contacts them on behalf of that
like
person.
People like confirmation, but you're not being committed to what I'm trying to ask you to make a commitment to do.
Well, let's put it this way. I have had probably half a dozen people to contact Art Bell and George Norrie lately, and their producers refuse to even give them the time of day.
Well, I'm telling you that the same thing happened to me. We know this. But Singh is going to send a demo tape out there and take the chance. And they're going to get turned down, and that's what happens. You get, it's a numbers game. You're not doing marketing right now. You're doing advertising. You need to learn the difference between marketing your message and advertising it. Marketing is a numbers game that can be measured by the no's you get.
Well, all my materials have been sent to Oprah.
Yep.
And they have also, I don't know about Willie Nelson.
They didn't even respond
that,
to me.
But, I know they have been sent to Oprah, and I know that they have been sent to Art Bell, George Norrie, and some of the other leading talk show hosts.
Okay, well then, in closing then, gentlemen, all the gentlemen who called in that are involved in agriculture tonight and farming, maybe they can spread the word to people they know. If somebody finally is maybe going to know somebody who knows somebody that was doing the farm aid and maybe could get Willie Nelson interested in hearing you out. Thank you, God
all
bless
right.
you. Good night.
Okay, Clinton. Well, let's say, I mean, we've been doing that, and a lot of people have been doing that, and as you've heard Lindsay say, to no avail. And a lot of these people are frightened to death of Lindsay Williams because his message is a message of truth. And one of the problems is with these programs is they don't really want the truth. They want entertainment. They want sensation. They want something that's going to stimulate. But when it comes to something that's so powerful, like Lindsay Williams and Rick Adams and others talk about, they flee from it like you know what. Just like a Christian flees from the devil. So we don't give up. We keep trying and we keep urging people to continue to deluge them. But at the same time, we know we've been doing that to no avail. Maybe that will change before it's too late. All right, let's move along. Steve in Texas, you're on the program.
Yeah, hi, two of my favorite people, Rick and Lindsay. Okay, Lindsay, you lost me. I'm a huge fan of yours, but you lost me when you said that the farmers need to get parity and this and that. What happened to the supply and demand?
The supply, the farmers are producing so much, plus our government has allowed products, grains, soybeans, corn, everything else to be brought in from other countries cheaper than what our farmers can produce it. This is a problem that the government has created themselves by allowing this to happen.
Okay.
So the supply is there.
Why don't these farmers quit producing?
If the farmer quit producing, he would go broke. He's already to the point of stretching himself as thin as he can. So if he did not plant a crop for 1 year, he basically will lose his farm.
But what I'm saying, Lindsay, is if you were, you know, producing buggy whips, and they invent the automobile, you don't need to, in other words, you have to, in order to make a living in this country, you have to supply something that is in demand. And if it is not in demand, if it's being produced somewhere else, then you have to move on to something else, right? Am I wrong there or what?
True, except let's take a farmer that has a $1 million combine out here. And he has mortgage payments on it for X number of years. He can't turn around and just change crops every year just for the fun of it because he has so much invested in what he's already doing. Plus, farmers have known and thought for years, we need these grains, we need this wheat, we need this corn. Now, of course, they're to the point that they're saying, we have 1 year of production, and unless something happens, we don't plant again.
Well, if their services are no longer needed, then, you know, you need to find something else to do.
Well, that's what a lot of them are doing. They're blowing their brains out because they're losing their farm that's been in the family for two and three generations, and they don't know anything else. You see, a person that works in a service job anywhere, no matter what it may be, but you know, at Walmart or you work at a grocery store, you work someplace else, you can replace those people overnight. It takes a generation to replace a farmer. A farmer learns a trade. He cannot go to school even necessarily to get this. He learns it from his parents and his grandparents. It takes an entire generation to produce a farmer, now a successful farmer. Now, when this generation dies off, And the younger farmers aren't taking over where their parents are because they can't afford to raise the crop. We have lost the basis of this nation. I mean, we've lost a whole generation that won't be replaced for another generation. It's a drastic situation.
Okay. I've got to move along, Steve. Certainly a very complicated issue now because the government has helped create this problem. And now it can only make it worse if it doesn't do what needs to be done quickly. We don't have a lot of time, and everything is against us. We'll be back to sum up, and we have maybe a minute for each caller. Hartwell, Joe, and Carolyn, Lindsay Williams. We'll be back with Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. Not much time at the end of the show, 5 minutes. But, Lindsay, again, why don't you give the number and how people can take advantage of the information you're offering?
800-321-2900. Buy my package of four DVDs. I will give you two additional DVDs as a gift worth $25 each. That's $50 worth right there. And these two DVDs, that means you'll have six DVDs. I will give you a copy of all four of my books, including The Energy Non-Crisis of over 200 pages and other books that Rick has referred to tonight. Please call this number. The operator standing by right now, 800-321-2900. And the farmers of the breadbasket of America said, Lindsay, please get that DVD Torn from the Land out to every person in the city as quick as you can.
Okay, let's do this. We only have about a minute for each caller, so let's go right down the line. Hartwell in Los Angeles, you're on the program. Or Louisiana, is that?
Right, Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay.
Rick and Lindsay, I have a question. It is, what will happen whenever the farmers cannot pay their land tax?
Okay. Lindsay?
When the farmers can't pay their land tax, the state repossesses or takes their land just as they did back in the days of the Depression.
All right, Hartwell, thank you for that question. Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, quickly. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
For a one-world government to come into existence, all the nations of the world have to be on the same keel economically. I believe this is what the oil problem today is doing, bringing everybody into line. America has to come way down the standard of living.
Yes.
So that they're on keel with the rest of the people of the world. And
China brought up
To sum it up, Jeremiah 27:5-11. I can't read it, so everybody that wants to take a good look at what's going on today, the King Nebuchadnezzar of the end times. Daniel said the wise in the end would understand. The Nebuchadnezzar of the end times that you're looking at. He's here in spirit now, the Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and he'll be here shortly in his own body. Okay, that's Jeremiah 27:5-11, those that are interested.
Amen.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. God bless you, Joe. All right, Carolyn in Texas, last call.
Oh, yes, thank you. Lindsay, I believe Willie Nelson may be paying more attention to you than you realize. He's working closely with Kinky Friedman and his gubernatorial campaign down here, and one of their goals is to free Texas from its dependence on fossil fuels, you know, if Kinky were to become governor. So you may be reaching Willie Nelson more than you realize.
Thank you so much.
Well, Carolyn, thank you for that information. We appreciate all your support. No time for more calls, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen. But, Lindsay, again, thank you for being here with me. Please call and update anytime you wish.
Rick, God bless you. Keep up the wonderful work.
May I say the same to you. God bless you. And as you said earlier, the battle is spiritual, and let us always remember that. Amen. Thank you, Lindsay. And one more time, that number to call.
800-321-2900, toll free. The operators are standing by right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, spread the word. Use the videos. They're not copyrighted. Get the word out. Lindsay, we'll do it again, God willing. Good night, Lindsay.
Good night, Rick.
Thank you, brother. All right. Well, just flew by in 2 hours. God willing, tomorrow night we'll be back again with another guest, and we'll see you all then and wish you all somehow a very sober and a very blessed good night. Keep the faith, be positive, and remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Good night, everyone.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.